You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Setlist. It's the Strangers podcast that features a whole bunch of local bands that are pulled right from our bands page at www.thestranger.com/bands. We have a special guest here this week, continuing with the month of special guests.
I know, specialer than normal, specialer than your normal guest.
Right, well, me being Ari Spool. Well, yeah, me being Megan Sealing, but the one who
but
just...
But I'm Ari Spool. Right. And then this is our guest. His name is Chris.
Chris K.
Chris K.
And Chris, what do you do?
Chris, I don't even know your last name because you always just go by Chris K.
It's a mystery.
Enigma.
I lost my last name in college at some point. It just got dropped and it's been Chris K ever since.
Yeah.
I work at Chop Suey. I'm sort of the, well, I am the production manager and local talent buyer there, so...
Sweet. So what does that mean? You get to listen to hundreds and hundreds of demos every week? Is that what it is?
A lot of MySpace pages and whatnot, yeah.
Yeah, right. Totally.
It's a lot of fun.
And you're always looking for local bands that you'd want to open for other bands.
Yeah, or
local shows.
Yeah, exactly.
And you picked today's list of music.
I did.
You're somebody, you know some stuff about things going on in the scene, maybe, right?
Well, maybe.
Who knows? Have they been cluing you in lately?
I get a lot of
unsolicited email.
Yeah, emails and whatnot.
The best part of the job.
Yeah.
And it's actually, you know, it's a really nice treat when I go to one of these pages and there's a band that's actually really, really fantastic.
Oh,
and
that's so the best thing ever. You just feel like all the work that you like all the listening to all the other bands that maybe were not so great.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, right. So worth it.
So I picked the list today from sort of like a, you know, most of these bands are those nice surprises that I have been able to hear.
Yeah, awesome. Nice. A lot of these bands have been around for a little while and I had never listened to them until you sent us their list, and I was totally into him.
Yeah.
Like, Andy Wirth totally sounds like Paul Simon.
We'll get to it.
Yeah. let's play the first one. It's Birdwatchers United. The song is called Monsters! Exclamation point!
They do a lot of exclamation points.
They played it at Laugh Hole last night. We have a weekly comedy series with bands opening up, and they were fantastic.
Yeah, they're cute as all hell.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to it.
All right, that was Sam Squared. The song is called Puppies and Kittens.
Are they called Sam Squared because there's two kids named Sam in the band?
That's exactly right.
Is it just a duo?
Yeah, it's a, nice. It's a I think, guitar and drums. And this is one band a good friend of mine was like, oh, man, you have to check out this band. And he put it on in my car, and I was like, yeah, right. You know, it's gonna, and then he put it on. I was like, oh, my goodness, that band is good. And yeah. And that song that we just heard, Puppies and Kittens, was the song that he played for me. I was like, this is fantastic. So I've booked them twice since then at Chop Suey. They're playing again on the 4th of October. So.
That's awesome. They're totally like kids too, right? They're kind of young.
I think they're on the younger side.
Yeah.
But they're, I mean, they're totally fantastic. Love them. There's one, that was a band that I was like, I can't believe they're from here.
And, yeah.
You know, we're so, it's like so nice to have a band that good here.
And a band that names their song Puppies and Kittens.
I know. We had a song called Monsters and then a song called Puppies and Kittens.
This is the best set list ever.
I know. This is
so far.
Megan Sealing's favorite set list.
Of all time ever. So now we're going to go on to Andy Wirth, who we were just talking about.
Yeah, I totally listened to it. I was like, what up, Paul Simon?
Yep.
Yeah. He just needs a little more Afro beat.
Yeah.
And he'd totally be right on it, you know? I mean, not that you want to sound like Paul Simon.
He's newer. Right? He's newer to the scene, right? Or has he been around for a while?
I think so. I heard about him right when I got the job at Chop Suey, which is back in January. And he was, you know, one guy that I had came across my desk. And I've been trying to book him ever since, and it just hasn't worked out because he does have a pretty good following. He books himself, like, you know, a month out or whatever. So it hasn't worked out for me to have him at Chop Suey, but I keep on emailing him and trying to get him to play. So, Andy, if you're listening, you should play at my club.
Contact Chris K.
So, but yeah, I totally love, I mean, it's like, I love the 70s Elton John to kind of Paul Simon vibe.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
really
totally.
Great,
so.
And
like,
he released an EP earlier this year, too,
oh,
that
yeah.
I think you can pick up.
Mm-hmm.
That right. And all songs are like that. It just harks back to, like, the really bright sort of, you know,
I
vintage.
Like I should be, like, snapping yeah.
right.
my fingers.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's totally joyful.
I think
yeah.
he's coming out with a full-length CD pretty soon.
Nice.
Like, in the next couple months, at least. So.
Right on.
Sweet.
All
well,
right.
Let's give a listen. The song is called Back to the Sun.
She dreamed of nights on the porch after a messy divorce from the man. She'd been developing plans. She read the story of an hour every day after showering all these kids. She knew that life was gonna be too long if she lived like this. She said, I'm coming around. She said, I'm coming around. She said, I'm off of the ground. Learn how to live, already know how to die. Well, I've been doing it for so long.
our best side dish to run in round the table. By all accounts, I'm a liar and less.
Sophie, the song is called Metal Detector.
Those guys are really young too.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of awesome. They play at the Vera all the time, and
yeah.
It's really great.
I had the opportunity to judge the this year's Sound Off competition back in February, and they were one of the bands that played on the night that I judged, and I voted for them to win, but they didn't end up winning. But
it
shows what power you have.
But I know. but I was really impressed, and I've been trying to get them to play Chop Suey 2 since then, but I have to find the right bill for them. But.
Yeah, I think they have a lot of, like, they must be really obsessed with Built to Spill.
Yeah,
like,
I get that vibe for
yeah.
sure.
But, I mean, everyone should be really obsessed
right.
with Built to Spill,
right.
so it's great.
Well, and the great thing is that they're young, and so it's okay that they're obsessed with Built to Spill, obviously, at this
yeah.
point, because then they're going to grow into their own thing and be really yeah. fantastic musicians.
I don't think they're a Built to Spill cover band.
Yeah, no.
At
they're,
all.
They're not. So, Chris, I have some questions for you. Are
mm-hmm.
you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You were just talking about, like, you're trying to get bands booked for the show and stuff, but mm-hmm. what about bands that you're not familiar with, bands that aren't on your radar? How can they get their music to you?
Well, MySpace is definitely... has sort of changed the way we do booking a lot because it saves so much space.
Yeah, there's like always the big
you don't have the mail crate.
And we've gone through like, you know, stacks and stacks of CDs and we just have them in boxes on shelves that, you know, so, you know, sending me an email with a MySpace link is the best way. And
it's more ecologically sensitive anyways.
Completely.
Right.
Completely.
Right.
It's amazing. And so I actually created a separate MySpace account just for my Chop Suey booking, which is It's just like Chris K, Chop Suey, and so there I'm friends with all these local bands. So then when I'm looking for a support or I'm looking to put together a bill, I just sort of use that as a little database that I cycle through, and it's nice because then I can keep my personal friends separate from bands and that
right.
sort of thing.
Oh, totally. So. Right. Yeah, that's a really good idea because, you know, I'm always like getting friended by bands that want me to listen to their music, but I'm kind of mm-hmm. like, well, this is my MySpace and it's like my personal
right.
thing.
Right.
Yeah.
You are not my friend.
Yeah, you're not my friend. I've listened to your band, but that's a good idea right. to set up like a separate one for just like where band, but yeah. of course, you know. Then they wouldn't maybe know it was me.
So you can find that through, you know, Chop Suey's MySpace page. It's, you know, I'm like one of the top friends there. You can send me a MySpace message because I always get really excited when I see that little red new message thing.
Isn't it exciting?
It's so exciting.
I like the new comments one too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, or else you can email me, which you can find through the Chop Suey website, chopsuey.com. So.
And the full calendar is up there.
Full
as well,
calendar's
right?
up there, yeah. As updated as correct as we can make it.
Nice. Do you have any shows coming up, like locally speaking, that you're extra excited for?
Well, like I mentioned, the Sam Squared show on the 4th is going to be great. And we have Seawolf, which is kind of a national touring band coming through. But we have Boat and Fleet Foxes opening for that show. And Fleet Foxes we're going to listen
That's
to
like
later.
That's like an indie rock all-star lineup.
Right.
I was like, I would have been stoked if I had one of those bands open for this show. And somehow I was able to get both of them. Because they're both bands that I've had on my list to play at Chop Suey for a long time. So
somehow meaning your magic.
My magic.
Right.
So.
Well, speaking of, the Fleet Foxes are coming up. And
yeah.
we're going to... listen to them in a little bit and perhaps give away tickets to
mm-hmm.
that show,
yeah,
right?
That's correct. So stay
tuned. And we'll
tell
you how. So yeah, so don't turn this off yet. But for right now, we have a song by a band called The Snake Bites.
Yeah, they're a band that played at Laffle one time and total like psychedelic type vibe, which I've been really into kind of psychedelic
yeah,
music
right.
lately.
Really garage.
So
that's starting to happen a lot more
yeah.
locally, I think.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm just am I just
no
noticing
no
it
I'm
more?
Noticing it a
I
lot.
Think it's
uh-huh.
starting and
mushrooms are in season.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Right.
Seattle rain. A lot.
Yeah, know.
Yeah.
We know how you go, Seattle. The song is called Everybody Feels It When We Get Together on Mushrooms. as the Fleet Foxes' White Winter Hymnal.
Everyone everywhere is so into
Fleet Foxes. There's nothing left to say about the Fleet Foxes now. They're the most beloved band in Seattle.
I know. Yeah. The last booker we had in here, Eli Anderson from the Crocodile, played the Fleet Foxes.
Did he play
Fleet
Foxes too? Yeah. Vernon, I was trying to get a list that was different from Eli.
Hey, man, it's cool. It's cool.
It's for good reason. Those guys are...
Yeah, everyone loves them, and I'm sure everyone would be psyched to hear this song again.
Right.
Yeah. 2 weeks later.
Well, I had to do it. I had to do it for this for the plug for our show.
Right. It's good.
Before the Fleet Foxes, we should say Yogo Man Burning Band. The song was called Streetlights. I have never heard of this band.
Oh, man, I love this band.
It's dub.
They're from Bellingham. And I went
dub from Bellingham?
Yeah. Can you imagine? What? I went to school up in Bellingham, and, you know, I through the course of, you know, going to school, I kind of developed a kind of a hatred for reggae and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, and of course, going to college would do that to anybody.
Right. Right. And so, and it wasn't until I went on tour with Architecture in Helsinki for a bit, and they love reggae music. And there was a band that opened up for us on that tour. I forget their name now. Darn it. Oh, Still Flying. Still Flying was in it. Yeah. And it was a 12-piece all-white reggae band, but they were awesome.
Was it Still Flying with a little apostrophe above the end?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Let me get this straight. You toured with Architecture in Helsinki, which itself is an 8-piece
band. Right, exactly. Right.
At the time, it was 8-piece. Right. And a 12-piece band?
Yeah,
and
it was
you
insane.
Played, like, small clubs. Were there times when everyone, like, couldn't even fit on the stage?
Yeah, it was crazy. They would show at Chop Suey. They played a trick. They played a trick on Architecture, and they brought them on stage to play a cover. And they ended up playing "Land Down Under," and Architecture wasn't very happy. But but I sort of that kind of opened my ears to like sort of this newer reggae.
Well, their
thing
new
and
album is really reggae influenced. Right. Too. They got a lot of steel drum up in there.
And so a good friend of mine actually is managing Yogo Man Burning Band, and he kind of turned me onto them. And I was like, wow, they're really really great. So I've had them a couple times at Chop Suey, and just totally fantastic band. Like I want to build them in the Seattle market because they're pretty big up in Bellingham, but they're not broken out yet here. So,
well, that's great. I mean, now a lot of people have heard them, and
hopefully. Yeah.
I mean, and I mean, by a lot of people, I mean four.
Four.
We might be up to like six or seven.
Yeah, actually, yeah. We might. Eli Anderson, you know, because
he totally upped it.
He has to list. He has to listen every week.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He promised me he'd listen to mine since I listen to his. So.
Right. It's a fair trade. Right. So, and before we go any further to the last song, the band of the week, which another band everybody loves.
Oh yes.
And is freaking out about. But we have some tickets to give away for the Fleet Foxes.
Boat
and Seawolf.
And when is that show?
That's October 5th at Chop Suey.
Is it
Friday.
All ages or 21 plus?
I should know that. I think it's 21 plus.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to give away tickets, but don't enter if you're underage.
Right.
Because you can't go.
Or check the calendar. And if it is an all ages show, you can enter.
Right.
Where can you get the calendar, Chris?
At www.chopsuey.com.
Okay, cool. So this is how you get to get tickets to this show. We want you to email us at setlist@thestranger.com. And fill in the blank to the end of this sentence. You know you're strange when... ... You should fill that in. Give us a joke. We love funny. Funny.
We do love funny. We don't like sad.
I mean, but like creepy funny is still good.
This is true.
Or sad funny, like you know, David Sedaris or something.
Right.
If you could pull off the genius of David Sedaris when entering this contest,
then you get into every show ever free for the rest of your life.
Totally.
If you are David Sedaris.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I mean.
You think David Sedaris. Yeah, so we have David Sedaris, Eli Anderson, and four prisoners at Guantanamo Bay listening to Set List
now.
All right. Awesome. So fill it in. You know you're strange when... ... And send it to setlist@thestranger.com. You can also email us about anything you care to know.
So,
band of the week. And conveniently, Chris also picked this band, but not as band of the week. I picked it as band of the week.
See, this is awesome.
And then by some sort of the stars aligned.
I chose to play them.
Our chakras were in order.
Right.
I
tried to look at what's been played before, and I don't think I've seen them played a whole lot.
They actually just made a bands page at my urging so I could start
talking.
At our urging.
Okay, awesome.
We urged together.
Nice.
That sounds dirty. Yeah, a little bit. They're releasing a new record soon, and it's astounding.
Yeah.
Everyone should go pick it up.
totally excited. Another band I've been trying to book at Chop Suey.
They're the Coconut Cool-Outs.
Yeah. I wanted them to play the Thieves of Kailua show because I just thought
that would be awesome.
The Coconut Cool-Outs and
right.
the Thieves
so funny.
Of Kailua.
If you have never seen the Coconut Cool-Outs live, do it immediately. They're totally wild. Yeah. One member wears a banana suit for mm-hmm. some unspecified reason. Because he's a half banana, half man.
Do you need a specified reason
to wear a banana suit? They have two drummers, and everyone dances, and one guy plays a Korg that's got a guitar strap on it, and it's just so fun.
Yeah.
And it's just so great. This song is called Don't Break Me Out of Party Jail. Thanks for listening to Setlist this week.
Thanks for coming, Chris K.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Everybody email him and ask him to listen to your music. He likes that.
Yeah.
I love it. Only if you're good.
Right.
All right, Coconut Cool-Out. See you next week.
Bye.
I've spent a lot of time hanging out in front of bars, and I've spent a lot of time hanging out in bars, but I never thought I'd have so much fun hanging out behind bars. Please don't break me out of party jail.